Earlier, we introduced you to Jim Fry, who, at age 53, is a non-traditional student who recently arrived here at UTC. Bruce Shaw knows what Jim's experience is like. Now 68, Bruce graduated from here last year with a bachelor's degree in integrated studies, combining communications and theater. Bruce, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
You are from here.
Yes.
You are a recent graduate of this institution.
I am, December 2018, class of. It was my third time at UTC attempting to achieve a degree, and actually my fourth time in college. I started at normal college age back about 1969 at Michigan State, but I consolidated transcript about 78 here at UTC during a time I was back in Chattanooga briefly. My degree is Bachelor of Integrated Studies, which I have to plug. That's a wonderful program for folks that have collected experience or know off the bat that the normal structure of even doing something like a double major and a minor or something like that doesn't quite suit their needs. In my case, it was having explored a great many things over the years in terms of learning. So I selected two areas of interest to pursue. Actually proposed a third, but that apparently wasn't practical when my advisors discussed it. But the concentrations of the integrated studies degree for me were courses from the communications department, primarily focusing on the skills involved in filmmaking. My other concentration was in theater, where I focused on primarily acting and directing.
It was bringing your experiences in life and learning elsewhere to hear.
Exactly. I guess in a sense, I was seeking to validate or certify what I had explored on my own through experience and bring those into something that I could kind of put on a shelf and point to and say, see, I actually have collected and certified these activities that I've been interested in for so long.
Those experiences, going back to when you were first in college, one thing that drew you elsewhere was musical theater.
That's true. Actually, any form of theater. I have a strong musical bent and a fair background in that I started as a trumpet player in elementary school and picked up guitar when I was about 13 and so forth and so on. Did some classical voice training along the way. Music has always been a big draw for me. It's kind of really the fundamental art that I learned. I also, in high school, became stage struck. So, yes, I've done musical theater. When I was first in university at the Michigan State, which is the point of your question, that's really the reason that I left after a fairly brief period of time there, a couple of years, was because I was a radio and television major, broadcasting major. Interestingly enough, have circled back into communications. But I was spending almost all my time in theater, over at the theater department, doing whatever there was to be done and having not a major that I could choose at the time for a variety of reasons. The confluence of music and theater hit two of the buttons that I wanted to integrate at that time, I guess.
And as you say, you brought it around full circle all these years later, here at UTC.
Yes, it did. As a matter of fact, I finished up between 2016 and 2018. Prior to that, when I came back to the area to be with my father, who was in ill health, between 2006 or 7, I think I finally registered in 7, and 2008, I registered as a music major. My goal at the time was to try and restart a professional acting career. And so I majored in music and at the same time took some theater courses and independent study with Max Motherman to prepare audition material and was prepping specifically for the Southeastern Theater Conference auditions, that circuit, to try and get some professional work. I've studied formally at the university music, didn't complete a minor or anything, but I've got substantial coursework, got a fair way through that curriculum as well.
These days, besides your connection to UTC, you are connected to the theater community here. Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga, Chattanooga Theater Center. You've been part and are part of those.
Yes. I've spent the most time with Ensemble Theater. Their particular approach to theater and their selection of material tends to appeal to me most. Kind of a scrappy underdog, build-it-yourself organization that with some tremendous aspirations and some, to my mind, my perception, extraordinary skills that are brought together in that company, and just a die-hard attitude in contrast to a very well-established 100-year-old community theater, deeply rooted in this community, providing the fare that the community will accept, as well as pushing the boundaries and making offerings that folks can accept or reject in terms of the material that they like to see performed. As I said, I've spent more time at ETC, and that harks back to when I was first at Michigan State. I worked primarily with companies that wrote their own material. That was our method of operation. I tend to gravitate to ETC in terms of its style and focus.
Let's talk about your work here at UTC. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Jesse Knowles. Tell us about Jesse Knowles.
Come to think of it, I'm trying to think how I first met Jesse. I think I met her through her parents. They also run the program out of Chat State, the Professional Actors Training Program. I think I met Jesse through them initially, or it could have been through some, you know, performing connections. One of those deals where you meet a new Facebook friend through an interest group and suddenly you have 60 mutual friends around them. I think that may have been it. I was taking one of Professor Andrew's television production classes. One of our assignments was to come up with a story that involved interviews. I thought of Jesse because she was involved in putting together a one-woman show. Was and is highly personal. She's still touring it and developing the show.
And she talks about her struggles.
She does. She has some diagnosed clinical mental health challenges that are part of her personality and therefore part of her life and work. She has chosen in her theatrical work to make those characteristics and thoughts and experiences the focus of a show. I've seen her one-woman show, had seen it before I chose to do a feature piece on her for the class. It is revelatory to sit and watch someone with that much insight and who has experienced that much struggle that most of us don't touch, at least to the depth that she has, to have as much perspective on it as she has, and even further, to be able to make a whole presentation out of it, complete with the humor and very touching. And it gives the talkback sessions that she does are wonderful in that they give a general audience or other people who may be facing the same issues but have not been able to talk about them much a chance to be among friends is the atmosphere that she manages to produce. So in my opinion, the talkback sessions that she does after presenting the show are an extremely valuable part of the overall performance and her outreach. As I got into the story, I started off with the idea of interviewing Jesse, and her story in and of itself was remarkable. But in the context of the university and being in the classes and working with my peer group, most of whom are young enough to be my children, had I started earlier, they would be my grandchildren. And from listening to Jesse's personal story, she started really experiencing some of the challenges during her college career. If anyone else in the position that she found herself in, that people with that potential, i.e. college students now, might benefit from hearing her story, having that resonate with them as I'd seen it do in the talkbacks, and then additionally, since I was working for Mox News, for the university organization, that's who it was produced for, to say, all right, well, if I'm in that situation as a student, and I start to have difficulties, symptoms that I'm not familiar with and can be quite frightening, where do I go? What do I do? That's where the story ended up once I started exploring it.
I'm curious what it was like for you to navigate the generational divide here on this campus.
It was odd not having a peer group. It seems to me to be foolish, and I've seen other people do it, who at an older age, a parental figure that most of the folks that are normal college age are going to see me as. That's how they'll respond to me just on sight. I was asked all the time whether I was on staff here or not. Frequently, if I showed up in a new class and was one of the early arrivals, they would assume that I was supposed to be teaching the class. But I didn't try and become everybody's buddy. That didn't make any sense. It's crossing a certain kind of boundary that I don't think is appropriate. At the same time, the folks that chose to exercise their curiosity and see what this old guy was about, I really enjoyed the experience. It was real stimulating in terms of thinking, listening to these folks, seeing them walk paths emotionally and developmentally that I had walked myself and actually walked through with my son. My son is almost 40 now. I enjoyed that experience very much. At the same time, although they couldn't be a peer group for me, there were many of the faculty that were apparently found it interesting to have me in class, allowed me a fair amount of slack in terms of being generous with their time and discussions, that sort of thing. I'm marked by the experiences with several of the teachers that I've had. They've had a profound effect on my thinking, and I'm very grateful for the experience.
And your work has been recognized.
Yes, it has. That was completely unlooked for, and it was an example of one of my professors, without my knowing it, promoting a piece of my work, the story that we were talking about earlier that I produced for the TV production class. And Professor Andrews, although he's adjunct faculty, I guess, but I call all those folks, Professor Andrews in the communication department that also runs all of the video production for UTC at this point, was the professor and the teacher for that class, without my knowing it, submitted it to the AP Awards, the piece on Jesse, the tie-ins with the mental health support available here at UTC for the students. And he submitted it, and he's also hired me occasionally for some voiceover work. He seems to think that that's something that I do well enough to be used. On one of those phone calls one day, he said, "Oh, by the way, you won an award." What? That was actually the top of this year someplace. It was an award for 2018, awarded in 2019, I guess. Turns out that he normally submits in multiple categories, kind of like the Emmys or the Oscars, I guess. The Associated Press has a collegiate division, and he had submitted that piece to the Tennessee Associated Press and won an award in one of the categories, and I was just flabbergasted.
So what's next?
I've been trying to answer that question ever since I graduated in some ways. As you can tell, I have a bunch of interests and have experience in exploring four or five of them. And so, as indicated by an integrated studies, I'm looking to piece all that together, and where do I apply this collection of skills and interests that I've gathered. And I'm also committed to this area. I am married to a wonderful woman here, have family by marriage in the area, and am not inclined to go running around the countryside trying to build a career, you know, go national. I'm not that ambitious anymore, certainly. And so now would be a good time for me to make a concerted resume. Here I am, hi, I'm stepping into the world, push with the local, particularly television stations. I'd love to be producing something like, well, every once in a while on the noon shows on the various television stations, they'll produce features similar to something, the features on CBS This Morning, or some of the things that you'll see in TCI, like Southern Accents, those kinds of feature stories. Those kinds of stories of that character appeal to me to do. My challenge right now is to see if any of these organizations will take on an apprentice, a 68-year-old apprentice with ambitions to do this kind of work. That's a little startling, I would imagine, for many of the people who are used to seeing interns come in at the ripe old age of 20, you know, 19, 20, something like that.
Well, Bruce, I want to thank you for sharing your story here, and I wish you all the best in whatever storytelling you do, behind and in front of the camera, on stage, you name it.
Thanks, sir. I really appreciate it. All encouragement gratefully accepted.